minutes to seven. You are, of course, listening to Breakfast on 2SER 107.3.
2SER Breakfast. Tweet us at 2SER.
Well, look, anything from coming out of Apple is always going to make a bit of a splash. People love their technology and love talking about their technology. And, of course, yesterday's news was about something called the HomePod. Not as big as when they talk about a new phone or a new watch. Apparently, HomePod is one of their new series of smart speakers. What on earth is a smart speaker? What on earth is a HomePod? Should you be racing out to buy one? Well, I'm not sure. But Alex Kidman is tech and telco editor at finder.com.au. Alex, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Morning, Nick.
So, HomePod, smart speaker, where did this come from? Why haven't we heard about this before?
Well, to a fair extent, we have. This is almost a classic Apple play. Wait for someone to create a category and refine it and sell a somewhat more expensive version that sits within the Apple ecosystem, because it's totally what they've done here. And the HomePod itself, in a sense, isn't even new. They actually announced it about 6 months ago and said, oh, we'll have it out by Christmas. They missed that deadline and then somewhat more quietly announced yesterday, oh, yeah, look, it'll be out in a week or so.
Oh, so yesterday's announcement wasn't even that it was on sale. It was just letting you know it's about to go on sale.
Yeah, it goes on pre-sale from Saturday with general availability from February the 9th. So you'll be able to order it through Apple later and then buy it elsewhere as well.
So what
it goes on retail sale.
Oh, sorry about that. What I've been reading about it says that it's actually more music-focused than the other smart speakers on the market, but I don't kind of know what that means.
So the thing with smart speakers, it used to be if you got feedback from your speaker that this was a bad thing, but smart speakers are designed to give you feedback. It's the whole idea. And where Apple's gone with the HomePod is very kind of hi-fi. They're very much pushing, hey, this is a really good speaker first and foremost, because they want to use it within the Apple ecosystem to sell things like Apple Music. And if you're totally happy with an iPhone and within the Apple ecosystem, it's probably the smart speaker play for you. But if you're using an Android phone or you're using services like Spotify for streaming music, for example, it probably isn't, because it is that classic lockdown Apple play. They're talking about Apple Music on it, and that's it so far, whereas competing smart speakers from the likes of Google or Amazon talk to more things in a musical sense, but they also so far appear to talk to slightly more home automation and other smart task kind of deals.
So, look, I've been playing with Google Home in my home, and one thing I've discovered is I can ask it to tell me the news and I'll get played broadcast news off various radio stations from around the world. Is that the sort of thing I can do with an Apple HomePod?
It's a little unclear at this stage. They have said that there will be some radio and podcast integration,
okay. But
it doesn't appear that there will be the same degree of integration. And the big thing here as well is Google's somewhat open in the way that you can integrate other services with it. Amazon's incredibly open with it. You can develop what are called skills for its Echo devices. Interestingly, Amazon's only obviously just launched here in Australia and only just announced its own Echo speakers coming to Australia. They're actually going to hit the market pretty much exactly the same time as the HomePod, albeit for quite a bit less than the HomePod as well.
So Echo is where you find Alexa, is that right?
Yes. So what we're really talking about here are the different digital assistants. If you've got an existing smartphone, you probably use Siri on an iPhone or Google Assistant on an Android device. Alexa is Amazon's version of the same thing. It's that thing that you feel a little bit too awkward to talk to if you're out and about, but at home when nobody else is listening but Alexa, then you're fine to ask it, you know, to do whatever you need it to do.
Now, I know out of the US, Alexa's in basically everything. I mean, people are talking to their fridges, people are talking to their cars. I mean, that's not going to be an Apple strategy, though, is it?
No, it seems very unlikely unless Apple gets heavily into developing lots and lots of its own product. I was at CES just a couple of weeks ago, and the big story there was really Alexa versus Google Assistant, which other manufacturers were integrating it. And, of course, with Alexa launching here with Google, already here with Google Home and Assistant, we'll actually see a lot of those devices here this year, where in previous years it's been a case of, yeah, they're nice, but we're not going to launch them in Australia because nobody uses those services.
Well, I know the big thing with Alexa, of course, was its integration with shopping in Amazon, where the idea you could kind of yell at it to order you some toilet paper or a Batman figurine or anything, really. And if it was on Amazon, it'd take it and then sort of you'd be sent it a day or two later.
Yeah, look, I think if you're shouting at Alexa for toilet paper, it's probably too late. But leaving that aside, that does appear to be part of Amazon's play here as well. However, having said that, of course, as anyone who's looked at Amazon Australia will have noticed, the offering there is a fair bit weaker, and obviously things like that fast shipping that makes the Alexa Echo integration work so well in the States, that's not here yet. So that'll be part of the story, but not a huge part of the story. Google has a little bit of a play in the States with one online retailer, but it hasn't announced anything here. Apple may well let you, I guess, order stuff from the Apple Store.
So my understanding in that case is that smart speakers are basically just speakers that let you interact with one of the voice assistants, one of the various voice assistants, be it Siri, Alexa, or poor old Google Assistant that doesn't have a real name. But with the Apple HomePod, they've also put more effort into the audio fidelity. Is that right?
Yeah, it's more of a play against things like the Sonos family of speakers or a lot more high-end audio gear. Apple's really positioning this as a really good home speaker. And it's a fair enough criticism, especially the lower-end smart speakers. So things like the Google Home Mini, for example, it's a perfectly fine integrated assistant. It's a passable kind of speaker, but you're very much kind of getting what you pay for. People who've tested out the HomePod have indicated, yeah, this is much more a hi-fi play. This is for people who seriously care about the bit rate on their digital music and bought Super Audio CD players back in the day, that kind of thing.
Does that mean it's a bit unfair to lump it in with the other two? Are we kind of doing oranges and, dare I say it, apples in that case?
I think at a straight audio-to-audio comparison, it's probably going to win. But the reality is Apple is not just launching this as a hi-fi speaker. They're saying, hey, this is a smart speaker, and I think that's an entirely fair comparison to make on that basis.
Alex Gibbon, thank you so much. You've made so much sense out of that. Really appreciate your time.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Alex is the tech and telco editor at finder.com.au. Also hosts a podcast called Vertical Hold, which you can check out. Just Google Vertical Hold.